Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The hearing ended yesterday, day three of the hearing, and the hearing itself, disciplinary hearing, in front of Sue Robinson with Deshaun Watson and others all gathered in Delaware somewhere. I think the question I know people are asking me is if I know, but I think everybody's question is, okay, well, when is she going to rule? When is she going to have – Dustin, she made certain – first of all, this is something that could have been done in a day. And I'm not saying that it could have been, and you know, she didn't do it the right way, therefore it took three. But what, to the point that I'm trying to make is that she was very detail-oriented. She wanted everything, you know, she didn't left no stone unturned. Now it's over, but it did take 3 days. Now you've got, you know, the briefings that are going to be coming, and she's going to be looking. She might say that she needs to see something more before she makes a decision. So your guess is as good as mine. I mean, we thought maybe something comes down today. That was earlier in the week because you've got, you know, the holiday weekend and the news dump and all that good stuff. But this is looking more and more, sounding more and more like it could be another week, maybe even 2 weeks. Like, right, the Browns could be finding out the fate of Deshaun Watson as training camp is about ready to get underway. Because Sue Robinson's under no deadline.
Right? It totally could be weeks until we find out, you know, what's going on here. And why can't this be sooner? You know, I was listening to Jeff Thomas earlier. He made a good joke. He's like, yeah, is Sue going on vacation for until the 11th? Is she too busy?
I'm sure she enjoys fireworks and s'mores. You got a problem with that, Duffy?
I have no problem with that. I'm just saying. I mean, it's a holiday weekend, and she's probably taking some time. Jeff said she's probably going to Martha's Vineyard.
I would think, okay, here's, if you have this, and this is, I mean, this is a big deal. I'm not saying that, like, she has to lock herself in a room and she can't come out until she, but, like, are you okay with her, you know, maybe going with the family somewhere, meet up with other family and you know, watch a good old fireworks display and grill some dogs and have some burgers? Or does she, like, is this one of those things where, hey, you know what, you got to kind of, I know this is a holiday weekend, but this is on your plate right now.
It's kind of a big deal. And look, obviously, Browns fans, we all want to know as soon as possible,
yeah,
you know, what's going to be the fate of this team for this season. I'm guessing she doesn't care about that. And her timeline is
sure.
What her timeline. I'm joking when I say she's going on vacation. She's probably going to be working this like night and day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the process is still going to take some time unless, as Keith, you mentioned, and it's a good point, you know, the league and Deshaun's camp, they could settle on something before this is all said and done.
Now, we've asked that every day this week whenever we've had a legal analyst on. And, I mean, yes, it is a possibility. I think that possibility sounded better on day one than it did on day three. Like, if it's going to happen, if there was going to be a settlement, I would think or I would hope that, oh, hey, you know what? Things are, I mean, we haven't heard anything about inside what, you know, guys and gals yelling at each other and like that. But it's clear from everybody who's covered Daniel Wallach and all of these guys, Mahdi, that have said both sides still have those heels very much dug in. Like there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of wiggle room. You know, what we might talk about as fans as a quote unquote win.
Yeah,
those guys might be very easily going, hell no, we're seeing this one to the end. Here's what I wonder. So Sue Robinson doesn't really care, and 216-578-0092 shouldn't really care about, you know, any kind of pseudo deadline. Like, well, hey, Browns want to know, the league wants to know, the whole world wants to know because it's the NFL. They want to know what, well, Sue Robinson's going to do her, and I want her to do that. Due diligence and do everything she has to do. Do you think ultimately she cares what Roger Goodell thinks of her or will think of her after her decision? Like, she signed, Keith, you were telling us this before the show. She signed a 2-year deal
with the league, right?
Right. And starting this, back in 2020.
This is basically the end of it
right.
Coming up.
So, I mean, they could renew it. They could say, see you later. But, I mean, you know, I know a lot of people seem to think that, well, she's paid by, you know, the league and Roger Goodell. Well, no, that's both. I mean, both sides are paying her. So I don't think she has – now, you can say she has some allegiance maybe to Roger Goodell in terms of, you know, moving forward after this. But I don't get that sense with her. Like, I think she's...
You know her, personally?
No, I don't.
You know her very well?
Did I say I did?
I'm just teasing you, Brian.
Quit being a smartass, all right?
This well, it's Friday,
very, this is very serious stuff.
You shut your trap.
All right.
Yeah, you like that? You like that, Michael?
You like them apples? I got a number. How do you like them apples? Oh, I get the sense. I've never met Sue Robinson, for Dustin's sake. I've never met Sue Robinson, but as soon as she came out and said, and we heard that, I think, on day two, that, like, hey, I'm kind of, we're hearing that she's not real happy with the fact that the league leaked a bunch of stuff out, and she's kind of made that known to them, among others. So this is one of those things where I don't get the sense that she really, she just wants to do her job. She want, now, again, some you say, well, everybody in that situation does. Not always. Some are very much aware of any pressure from one side or the other. But who's to say that Sue Robinson isn't looking at, you know what, these owners really need to be, instead of Deshaun Watson, who she might still very well come down hard on, but what if she says, you know what, I think these owners need to learn a lesson. Like, what the hell is going on in the NFL with Daniel Snyder and Jerry Jones and, you know, all of these owners that just seem to be so rogue and they can do whatever the hell they want to do? That might be one of the things, in addition to Deshaun Watson, that she's looking at, and maybe she wants to make some sort of a, you know, a statement as far as that goes. And that statement could have something to do with her saying, you know what, maybe I'm not going to suspend Deshaun Watson as long, because I think what you've got going on here, Raj, with all your, you know, all your little cronies here and kind of the shield is a joke. So you don't know. I mean, we keep saying.
We have no idea. And listen, she's paid, right, to be neutral, down the middle.
She's paid by both sides.
Yeah, so my point is she's not going to, I don't think. She's a former federal judge.
Do you know her? Have you met her?
Yeah,
you know her
I do. Well? She's my aunt. All right. No. But
Aunt Susie.
Aunt Susie.
Aunt Susie, would you like a s'more? Well, you don't get one until you decide on the show.
Yeah, she's not getting s'mores from us. no, but I mean, she should see this independently,
yeah,
without any distractions, any tampering, anything like that. So I think that's how she's probably going to play it.
Yeah, I'm with you. 216-578-0092. Uh-oh,
we have an attorney.
We have counsel.
We've got counsel.
Counselor, Jack, you are on the air here on The Fan. Thank you for checking in. What's up, Jack?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So I just wanted to give you a little background on how the legal system works with regard to, first of all, it grates me whenever people call her Sue Robinson. She's a former federal district court judge. It's either Your Honor or Judge Robinson.
Well,
if you don't know her, yeah, not Sue Robinson.
Well, she in all the reports she's being.
Judge
Robinson. If you have to be, if somebody's addressing her, like in the courtroom, I'm not addressing her in the courtroom. Okay, so Jack, that's great legal advice. Boy, anybody needs good legal counsel.
Probably tell every article to
Cleveland.com,
Sue Robinson.
If I end up in her courtroom, no, I'm not going to go, hey, Sue Robinson, how's it going? Oh, it's Judge or Your Honor. But
was that all he wanted to say, or did he have something else to add?
I don't know.
Keith, did he have anything else to add?
He had some more, but I don't really care to hear it after hearing that. So,
I mean, he wanted to pick a bone with us calling her Sue Robinson?
Yes. He said, yeah, it is weird. Judge Robinson.
Your Honor. You call her
Your Honor or Judge Robinson.
So, well, now from...
Just say Your Honor Robinson.
From this... No, I'm not even going to say, because he said Your Honor or Judge Robinson. So if we just refer to Your Honor... Will everybody know what? Well, and looking at some other news across the NFL, Your Honor continues to deliberate over the Deshaun Watson proceedings. We don't know when Your Honor will be making a decision. So, Jack, that was really one of the dumber calls we've ever had. And I mean, you expect more. I expect more from somebody with a law degree than to call up and go,
liar.
You liar. Yeah. I expect something more than that. Than just, she has earned the right to be called Judge or Your Honor. I'm not addressing your
Your Honor.
At least he had a lot of energy saying it.
He did, yeah. He sounds like somebody I'd really want on my side in like a closing argument. You know, like he didn't do this crime.
It was a bedroom community.
That was a bedroom or neighbor. Scratch that neighboring
community.
All right, thanks, Jack. That was a really good call. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. It's going to be, prepare yourselves that it could be a little while. Do you feel better? Because I think yesterday, Daniel Wallach, I could be wrong here. We didn't have a chance because he came on late in the show. He was on, I think, at 6. Daniel Wallach seemed to draw a lot of reaction. And I think it was good reaction. As far as some fans thinking, hey, maybe this bodes well for Deshaun. Are some of you taking that away, have that takeaway from what happened yesterday with Daniel and others as well? And on top of that, we have to be more cognizant, apparently, it is Judge.
Of her title.
That was like, remember in Few Good Men, that was the case too? When Colonel Jessup, like, he's like, because Daniel Caffey told him, he's like, I'm not through with my examination. Sit down. And Nathan R. Jessup goes, I beg your pardon? I'm not through with my questioning. Sit down. I'd appreciate it if he'd address me as Colonel. I believe I've earned it. And then the judge goes, and we'd appreciate it if you'd address this court as Judge or Your Honor. I got
a funny story with you.
I've earned
to tell you.
Have a seat, Colonel.
Back before I took this job in 2011, I used to work doing medical sales.
Yeah.
And I'd go into the hospitals and work with doctors and
gotcha.
Provide technical support and bring the implants, who was in the knee and hip replacements.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go to a lot of the surgery centers and a lot of the hospitals here in the area. And I was covering this one case. It wasn't like a surgeon that I worked with directly.
Mm-hmm.
I was covering for somebody else. And I used to have to go cover this guy once in a while. And I walked into the surgery one day and I was like, good morning, Peter, to the doctor.
Right. Yeah.
Just and they're friendly. You know, hello. They just got scrubbed in and he looked at me like, gave me the scowl like, and everything was fine. Did the case. Everything turned out fine. And then after the surgery was over, I went in the locker room to change my scrubs out and get ready to leave. And he's in there changing too at the same time. And he looks at me and he says, don't you ever call me by my first name in front of my nurses. and I was like, excuse me? And I had this like smile on my face. And he says,
which made him even more upset.
I was just like smirking.
You
and
snotty little.
He says, wipe that smile off your face to me. I said, excuse me? And then he proceeded to kick me out of the hospital. Oh, yeah.
What?
Banned me from the hospital.
Okay.
Banned.
I understand.
And for the medical device reps out there, this story is legendary. This happened a decade ago. But
kicked you out of the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
See, I understand with doctors or lawyers or in the case Dustin's comment was in reference to, we had a lawyer call and said, hey, you guys are talking about the Deshaun case. You keep mentioning Sue Robinson. You need to address her as Judge Robinson or Your Honor. We're like, well, we're reporting or talking. No, we're not addressing her. Let me ask you something. If all of a sudden, walking down the hallway, the conductor of the Cleveland Orchestra, world renowned, walked in, would he or she look at us and if we said, well, hey there, Bob, how's it going? I prefer to be known as Maestro. No. I doubt it.
No.
Maybe it was a Seinfeld episode. That's how I got. But I doubt.
I remember the Maestro.
That's ego running. I mean, there's ego and then there's that. Dude.
I know. It's crazy.
Peter, wherever you are, get over yourself, dude.
He just retired.
Did he?
As I was told. I was told this actually earlier in the week.
You should have dropped it. Do you know who I am? Like, don't you ever.
No.
And then when he said, wipe that smile off your face, all right, I'm thinking put your hand in the
There's two people in this world that can say that to me, and it's my mom and dad.
That would have been good.
Oh, I was pissed.
Then you would have earned being kicked out of the hospital if you would have gotten in like a 3-point stance and, you know, went after. Then that would have been legendary. Good stuff. All right.
Guy's a good surgeon. Just a total.
Yeah, jerk. That's a little bit of an ego, I would think.
You think?
Now, if they were, and I'm not trying to.
This guy made me go get these ice bags. I had to get these ice bags to put inside his vest before he operated.
Was it the nurses that he was truly? Because I get the feeling that it wasn't just, oh, you called me Peter.
I had to do a lot of things.
All right, Peter.
Yeah.
Real quick, Brett is next on the fan. What's up, Brett? What do you got for us?
Hey guys, happy Independence Day weekend. I called in a couple times before. A couple of them, you guys didn't air my stuff. I got a Deshaun Watson joke you guys didn't like. But I didn't know if you guys knew this, but you were in presence of a certified forklift operator. So next time when I call in, just make sure you humble yourselves.
How do we refer to you?
Sir Lift-A-Lot. I'll accept that.
Oh, I like that.
Sir Lift-A-Lot.
All right, Sir Lift-A-Lot.
Okay. All right.
Welcome to the show.
Like, I have, you know, I have friends of mine who are lawyers, and I will occasionally, like, joke and just say, you know, call them counselor, right? Like, hello, counselor, and they just kind of roll their eyes. But to think that there are some people that it's like, did you just disrespect me and call me Peter in front of my nurses? Sorry there, Pete. What if you would have shortened it? Sorry, Pete. Apologize there. All right. 216.
This is about $500,000 mistake on my part, though.
578. That is costly.
He left the company, left the business.
That's costly.
Yeah.
Speaking of business in terms of free agency has begun in the NBA. And Cavaliers, a little busy. Kobe Altman. And I think two signings that shouldn't shock anybody. Let's start with Ricky Rubio. Before Ricky Rubio went down last year, Dustin, of course, before him and everybody else, I mean, Colin Sexton is the one that, you know, it started with him and then it was just a domino effect seemingly all year. But Ricky Rubio was, I think everybody liked that addition, whether it be the Cavaliers, whether it be the players, whether it be the front office, the fans, everybody liked it. I don't think we had any idea, though, everything that he brought to the table before that injury. I mean, you needed him to obviously give Darius Garland a blow and have him on the floor so he could, you know, Darius could be on the bench getting some rest. He could do that. You needed him to score. There was a game against the Knicks. Didn't Rubio have like 42 or 43 or something? You need him to score. He can do that. He's no problem dishing the basketball. Good defender, even though he's getting up there and has had injuries. I thought a pretty good defender. He was more, definitely more than I think anyone expected from a year ago. Now, you know, you bring him back. Do you think there's legitimate concern? Like, okay, how much of Ricky Rubio are we really getting following the injury? You don't know.
Boy, you don't know. And he's had multiple ACL tears, right? I mean, isn't he had like three or four of these things?
That was the same knee, wasn't
it? Yeah, the same one he'd hurt last time.
Yeah.
But I think he's torn in both knees. So maybe it's three times.
And he's had various ankle injuries, but...
But boy, he was such a great, refreshing piece last year when Colin went down.
Yeah, and
I wonder... I'm not saying that it would have been the ultimate difference, but what would this team have looked like if Rubio stayed healthy the remainder of the season? Just from a scoring standpoint off the bench and having a true backup point guard.
Yeah, I think we saw it because Darius Garland.
I mean, remember there were times last year where Jetty Osmond was playing point guard with the twos.
Yeah, Darius Garland, well, I mean, as great as he was, he's a superstar, right? I mean, he is borderline superstar. But I mean, when you're talking like, the end of the season and those big games. And I mean, he just was gassed, you know, like you got to make sure. And I don't blame JB because JB's like, well, hell, I don't really have anybody. And this is my best option. Ricky Rubio was, I don't think there's any doubt. Whatever we thought we were getting from Ricky Rubio last year, he went above and beyond that.
Yeah. I mean, but now here's the concern. Because we had no expectations for him last year. and he played well beyond what you thought the guy was going to be.
Good point.
And now he's coming off an injury. So, like, we've already got a pretty high bar set for what we expect him to be. Like, don't you just, as a Cavs fan, feel like what Ricky Rubio was prior to his injury is kind of what we think we're going to get, like, right away? And that may not be the case, so we may be a little disappointed. But I still think he was a great veteran leader on this team, really took to the young core, and did a great job.
Yeah,
I mean, really did. He's a pro's pro.
Very good way, as are you, Duffy. I consider you a pro's pro.
Not in the OR.
Yeah. 216-578-0092.
I got a couple tweets, too, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
Freeman and a Twitter reactions brought to us by
Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, Duffy.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Freeman says, it happened to me years ago at a Christmas party that a dentist had put on. He and my girlfriend were pissed at me. I refused to call him doctor only because he demanded it. Hashtag douchebag.
Yeah, that
if someone really said to me, if I was at a cocktail party and a dentist or doctor was hosting it, and you know, I was with my significant other, and I even if I just met him for the first time, I, like, what's your name?
It's a party.
I'd be calling you Steve. I'm not referring to somebody on a, this is not a professional deal. Like, it's not, I'm not going to the doctor's office.
Well, and let's be clear with Jack too, because Jack was upset about the whole Sue Robinson refer to his, if we're in the courtroom, of course, I mean, nobody's going, Sue, I object to that. Like, no, you're not, of course you're not, but we're not. Jack, you got to think of the context. You're a smart guy. Obviously, if you're an attorney, I think you have some sort of a brain. You know that the media reporting, whether it be on a talk show, whether it be you know, somebody right outside the, you know, from NFL headquarters, they're going to say Sue Robinson. They might say Judge Sue Robinson or just Sue Robinson, but they're not. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, he was just trying to be a D. He was. And he succeeded.
Yeah.
totally. As far as Ricky Rubio, and don't forget about Robin Lopez, too. I thought Robin Lopez could. There's a veteran that, you know, not that the young guys need any help as far as getting acclimated to the league. And hey, but Robin Lopez is kind of one of those guys. You like guys that understand their role, like Ricky Rubio. Robin Lopez is one of those guys. I don't think Robin Lopez is going, wait, I want to get, you know, X amount of minutes. I want to get some shots. He's like, you need me to gobble up rebounds? I'll gobble up rebounds.
Gobble them up.
And Ricky Rubio last year. Okay, if you need me to score, you know, Colin goes down, and then if you need me to score more, okay, I can do that. I can score 40-plus, and he did. I think he did it twice, but I do remember that Knicks game where he just went nuts. But there's so much that he can do, and he's, again, this is very important, okay with that role. It's like a backup quarterback. Not everybody is okay with the role of backup quarterback.
Right.
I think Ricky Rubio, Robin Lopez, two very good additions. Now, again, you know, there is some concern what level, how much of the old Ricky Rubio are we getting after the injury? We'll talk about that when we come back. Trevor is next up on the Fan. What's up, Trevor?
Hey, Trevor.
Hey, not much, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
I got a little doctor story for you. I'm in a finance officer of a school district, and in a prior one, we were in a staff meeting, and a lot of these folks have doctorates and it's well earned. And one of them I referred to as Terry, who was a principal. And during the meeting, she stopped the meeting and said, "Look, Trevor, you know you're new here, but I just want to let you know that it's Dr. Jackson because of my degree."
Oh, come on.
Oh yeah, no, it gets better.
Come on, all right, good.
Oh yeah. And I said, "Well, since you can't prescribe me meds, it'll be Terry, but congratulations on your doctorate."
What a great comeback.
Now, needless to say, it was a strained relationship, but I did continually congratulate her on being a doctorate at every meeting.
Yeah, you do it sarcastically. You have to. You absolutely.
Did she get pissed off like every time that you didn't call her a doctor?
After about the third meeting, the superintendent came in and said, "Hey, listen, you know, I don't need this, so stop that." And I did.
He started it.
So then you started calling her doctor after that?
No, No, I didn't. But I didn't give her the.
Oh, you didn't give her the spiel about the congratulations every single time.
Continued success or whatever it was. But it's just, it's asinine.
Yeah, so, that is the ultimate form of an ego, in my opinion. I mean, thank you, Trevor. Like, if somebody is in a social setting and they. Or even at their job, it's still like, don't call me that. I am ridiculous.
I have something more ridiculous to say.
Well, the floor is yours.
You were saying we had to go to break.
Now she's mad at me for not going to break,
and then all of a sudden when she's got something to say.
Now I'm filling
Host
time.
Host Borman, shut up.
I'm filling time. When I was in elementary school, we had the principal. Eventually, she got her doctorate in something ridiculous like history or literature arts. And she forced every single elementary student to call her doctor.
That's not ridiculous if she got it in history. Why are you...
She's a principal of a school.
Yeah, come on.
She wasn't a teacher. She wasn't our professor.
No. I'm just saying, you said she got something...
Six-year-olds to call her doctor.
She got her doctorate in something ridiculous like history.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, but she's not a medical doctor. Why would I call my principal at 6 years old, doctor, whatever her name was?
Heading into tonight's game... The Yankees lead all of baseball in runs scored, home runs, and earned run average. Is that pretty good?
That's pretty damn good.
That's pretty balanced.
I think they're pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
They have a 12.5 game lead in the East.
On Toronto, is that right?
On Toronto and in the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's crazy. They have just been, you know, and they don't lose too many games in a row, obviously, when you're winning games like they're winning games at their clip, but... They go on these long winning streaks, then they maybe lose a game and then start another streak. It's just been amazing, and their rotation has been incredible. But before we get to the Yankees coming to town, we had quite the – first of all, five-game series never happened unless, well, you had something like the Guardians and the Twins over the last few days, unless you had a makeup game in there. So they had a doubleheader two nights ago, and – they ended up taking three out of the five games. Now, at the beginning of the series, I remember hearing a lot from like Byron Buxton. Some of this stuff was coming, you know, more so out of the Minnesota reporting side of things. But like Byron Buxton, among others, are like, you know what? They're a good young team. We like playing them. They never go away. They never die. And then by the end of the series, by the time this thing ended yesterday, and of course it ended on a walk-off, Jimenez – walked it off day after Josh Naylor walked it off. And it wasn't, look, you talk about just find a way to win. It wasn't necessarily pretty, but you found ways to win. But then all of a sudden it turned from, wow, you know what? We really respect these guys and they're great players to, you know what? We're kind of, you know, they're talking garbage and whatnot. Yeah, I mean, we went over yesterday, I think, the win probabilities for those five games. And at like certain points, the Minnesota Twins were in the 90 percentile as far as win probability, and the Guardians found a way to do it. And again, it wasn't pretty. They're still not hitting very well, and that's going to be a bit worrisome when you have the likes of Garrett Cole followed by Nestor Cortez followed by Jordan Montgomery. But, you know, it's one of those things that in just a five-game series and you've got a rivalry going, maybe now, you know, I guess they're a rival anyway because you always say division rival, but sometimes they're not division rivals. The Detroit Tigers years ago were a legitimate division rival for the Cleveland then Indians, right? Kansas City, Minnesota has, I'd say Minnesota has always kind of been there, but not really any kind of a big rivalry per se. But something like that, because apparently there was chatter. Now, again, the Guardians, when you're walking it off like that, we saw Josh Naylor barking, and we saw Josh Naylor, you know, headbutt Tito with the helmet on and all that stuff. I mean, this is part of a young group, right? They're going to be very emotional. They're going to have a lot of fun. And apparently, I'd like to get more on this because, like I said, Minnesota made a point of kind of complimenting the Guardians before the series started. Did that change in just five games with the way they won it? But 216-578-0092. Are we starting to look more at the Minnesota Twins as a rival? I think it's clear the White Sox, because, you know, they are the favorite, even though they've struggled. The White Sox have always kind of been that way because it's Chicago. Remember when they had Ozzie Guillen as their manager and he gave the choke sign? Like, Chicago, to me, is always going to have that rivalry feel. But I think Minnesota is starting to creep in there as well. Now, keep in mind, mention the Yankees coming to town. This was in New York, but remember Miles Straw? There was that, they were calling the right, who was the right fielder? Was it Stephen Kwan? I think it was Kwan.
Somebody got injured.
Yeah.
And they were ripping the injury. I was thinking, was it Mercado?
It might have been Mercado. It was either Mercado or...
Who was it? No, it was Mercado got hurt, and then Miles Straw then went into basically have his back against the fans.
Yeah, like the fans were just raining. And I guess it was, you know, Miles Straw actually scaled the wall. Like, he was probably, like, Duffy, from me to you, maybe even closer. And you and I are about, I don't know, 3 feet apart. He may have been even closer than that. Anyway, I think the idea, I don't know why Keith wanted us to talk about Miles Straw, because it's not, it really doesn't like affect, I don't think the Yankees players are going
to
be.
No, but I wonder, are people here, are fans here going to kind of say things in retaliation this week?
I doubt it.
You know, I bet you they will. Like, weekend series, those are going to be full crowds, man.
I mean,
there are going to be people in the outfield drinking,
now,
saying things.
Now, they're going to say stuff to Aaron Judge anyway, because Aaron Judge is the home run, and of course, they want more recognition for Jose, who's kind of been slumping a little bit. But I think they would say things at Aaron Judge anyway. I don't think they're going to be saying things to Aaron Judge based on what happened in New York to Mercado. I
think people, like younger people, will, just because they pay attention, they like those kind of things. But my overall point was just I like the fact that this team likes to mix it up with people. I mean, they have obviously a couple teams in the AL right now that are two of the better teams in the AL, and they've mixed it up with both of them.
They have their own personality.
They're a young team.
Yeah, they're a young team, but they have their own personality. And like we said, they like to have fun, but it's also, you know, if you think we're just going to roll over. Now, I'd like to know what Minnesota was upset about. Like, was there something? Because if it's directed at someone, okay. They always say, like, if you direct it at an opposing player, you're going to probably...
Weren't they upset a little bit? Like, the other night, the Twins were up 9-0, and then they challenged a call.
That was the eighth inning. Eighth inning, and they were up.
They're challenging?
Yeah, you're like, right.
That was something that upset them, I think.
And then I heard the other thing was Andrés Giménez, he's been getting banged up in this series. He got banged. I don't think Minnesota was doing it on purpose, but I did hear at one point that after the last beaning, that something might have been said from the dugout. And I don't know if it was directed necessarily at a specific player. That's usually when you get something that develops, is when, like, let's say you're celebrating and, you know, you all of a sudden you call out, I don't know, just pick a Twins player. You call out Max Kepler. Like, yeah, bro, right there, you know, blah, 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 blah. If they're just celebrating on their own, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like yelling at each other and jumping around and saying, that's not a big deal. Like that to me is like sore loser. But again, right. I don't know what was said, but anyway, they've got their own personality. I know, Keith, I was just trying to give you hell on the Miles Straw thing. I think that Aaron Judge is going to get some heck from Guardians fans just because he's Aaron Judge. But I wonder now. Well, at least we're bringing it up. So in case any of them forgot what happened in New York, here's a reminder that Yankees fans were all over Oscar Mercado, forcing Miles Straw to defend him, even to the point of going up into the stand. Not in the he scaled that wall. He was ready to go toe-to-toe.
Yeah, in fact, there was video, right, from the Yankees fans' perspective, and Miles Straw's like, imagine if Straw, he's holding onto the wall.
Yeah.
If somebody just gives him a little jab, they'd have knocked him out. Knocked him off the wall, certainly.
I believe we did have some audio from that. Now, that audio, I don't think we can play. That was very...
No, there were a lot of bleeps in that.
A lot of bleeps.
Yeah. Very, very nasty.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.